Love your toes. Yes, love your toes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Love your toes. Now, if your toes were to speak to you, and they do, they would say, "Hey, what is the matter with you? Here I am, a beautiful part of your temple of the living spirit, and you take me and shove me into little boxes, and you make me sit in these little boxes all day long. And at night, when you let me out of the boxes, you just sort of sit back and don't pay any attention to me. Now, what's the matter with you?" And our toes are constantly talking to us, saying, "Hey, give me a little attention." Now, when we're little children, we oftentimes love to play games with our toes. We take our toes and we pick up marbles with them. We take our toes and we take a pencil and we hold a pencil in our toes and we write with it. We take our toes and we do all sorts of things. Sometimes we even eat. I read a story about a woman who had no arms and she had a baby and she took care of that baby herself. She changed the baby's diapers, she washed it, she cleansed it, she loved it, she held it, she put it in the car seat, and she drove a car with her feet, and she's just a most amazing lady. Well, we can do things with our toes and with our feet and with our bodies that we don't often give ourselves credit for. The reason we don't give ourselves credit for it is we just have not put it to the test. We have not reached out and shown ourselves just how great our body is. Now, when people have trouble with their toes, the people who work with feet oftentimes suggest that they wiggle their toes. They wiggle them and they wiggle them. They try to use their toes to pick up things. They try to use their toes to be more dexterous. And as the dexterity of their toes grows, then the feeling in their toes and the attitude that they have in their toes is all the more wonderful and glorious and fantastic. Now, as you love your toes, you do beautiful things for them. You're getting up out of bed in the morning and you stand up and you stretch and oh, you just get all the kinks out of your body. It feels so wonderful. Your body says, "Hi, yes, I'm in here. Yes, I am. And yes, now I'm awake." And you stretch and you stretch and you twist and you turn and you touch your toes and you lean back and you sing and you get your voice and your body inside of you joyously, happily. And your poor little old toes sitting down there balancing you and setting you up and for all the good things of life, you don't pay any attention to them. Well, now that's not very nice. Every morning I take my toes and I pull them and I stretch them. Just like I stretch my arms and just like I twist and turn my body. And I pull my toes, not meanly or not angrily and not violently, but just steady stretch, just like I would stretch my arms in the morning standing up. And each toe, and between each toe, and I massage the little spots, the little area between my toes against my foot and massage it and say, "Yes, you're alive. Yes, you're good." And let it know that it is a vital, dynamic, active part of my body. I take each toe and I pull it. Oh, sometimes the bones go kinnick-kinnick because they've been pushed out of shape and now they're back in shape again. And then I twist the toes and I turn the toes and I pull the toes. I do this for a few minutes. It doesn't take very long, but it's a very wonderful thing to do. And then I do the other foot. And after I've done both feet, pulling the toes, twisting the toes, not pinching the toes, but pressing against the toes, letting them know that they have a broadness, a thinness, a tallness, a shortness, they have a goodness to them, letting them know, then I take my hands and I caress my feet. I caress my feet and I say, "I love you, I love you, I love you, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful." Ooh. And while I'm doing it, I'm taking my toes on their own and moving them and twisting them and turning them and pulling them, letting them stretch and letting them draw and letting them move back and forth. And they say, "Golly, this is great." Gee, it'd be wonderful if we could go forever without shoes on, if we could go forever without anything to cover our feet. And then I say to myself, well, okay, in the desert perhaps, and even there not so good, because we want to protect our feet a little bit. We want to tell our feet that we love it, but we want to protect, we want to have shoes that are loose-fitting, firm, but not so firm that they are like a corset pulling us into place, but shoes that just sort of flit like a glove. Now, isn't that interesting? We say, I have a glove, and it fits like a glove, meaning that it fits perfectly. It slides onto my hand beautifully, onto each finger beautifully, not tight, not loose, but just like a second skin. That's an interesting idea, isn't it? My shoes should be like a second skin over my feet. My shoes should be like a second skin over my feet. They should just slide on like a glove over my feet. Not with one little finger hole for each toe. They can be grouped together, but they need to have room to be able to spread apart or stretch or move too. But yet, snugly in place. And the snugness happens around the arch and other areas. But our toes should be free. And so, every morning, every evening, whenever I feel like it, even during the day, I wiggle my toes. I wiggle my toes and great things happen. You know, we see Samantha in Bewitched. And Samantha is a witch. And when Samantha wants to do something, she wiggles her nose. And then something wonderful happens. Well now, I wonder what would happen if we learned to wiggle our nose. Really wiggle it. Not wiggling our face, not wiggling our lips, not wiggling our cheeks, trying to wiggle our nose, but really wiggle our nose. If we had a muscle in our nose that would allow us to wiggle it, perhaps we do. We have cartilage there, and we have skin there, and so forth, but some people can wiggle their nose. Some people can wiggle their ears, you know. I have wiggled my ears occasionally, but in the process of wiggling it, my whole face vibrates. But, you see, we have the ability to do a lot of things. Now, if we learn to wiggle our nose, we might have that same gift that that Samantha has. Oh, yes, it's a fairy tale. It's fiction. But it's a nice fiction, isn't it? And there is no fiction in life, for all of life is a reality. So, think about it. If you have an opportunity to train your toes, and you do every day. When you first get out of bed, wiggle your toes, give them a stretch too, just like you do your arms and your legs and your whole body. And before you go to bed at night, stretch out and say, oh, that was a good day. Oh, I had such a wonderful day. And praise the day, and praise your body, and praise your toes, and praise your nose, and praise everything, and watch as the magic that you are demonstrates itself as you are in your life. And love your toes, because your toes are really quite nice. Your toes are really something very special. Your toes do only good things for you. And now is the time to praise your toes and praise your nose and praise everything and watch how beautiful everything is. Ah, yes. I wiggle my toes and I feel just wonderful. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.